Dan, you have been all over the place the last week or so. I've seen you on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, talking about the DVD, Dan Aykroyd Unplugged on UFOs. What I love about all this is the mainstream media finally starting to take interest in this very serious subject that they never did before.
Well, it's interesting, you know, how I came to do this video with David. I had, of course, been interested since in this phenomenon from youth. My mother had an experience when she was in the early 50s, just before I was born, and she saved the Life magazine cover from the 50s in July. Of course, you'll remember that great sighting over Washington, D.C. in July of 1952, in
yes.
the latter part of July. That was written up in Life magazine, and she saved that for me. And when I was 9 or 10 years old, I saw that, and I asked her about, you know, flying saucers, are they real? And she really didn't answer me then. It's only recently that she talked about her sighting. And I you know, of course, as any red-blooded North American boy, loved to watch the movies, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Earth versus the Flying Saucers. And I had my two experiences, which I've spoken about before, but I'd really put it all to bed, you know, and kind of, well, I'd hit a wall. I got past where John Mack had taken the movement, where how do we transform this Earth? If these beings are coming here, how do we use it? How do we positivize it? And I was in Cleveland, Ohio, and we were opening our House of Blues there, and a beautiful location at Euclid and right there in the Flats District.
Sure
and
is.
I've got all kinds of other pursuits in my life, and I was there at the local television station, the affiliate there, and one of the producers said, "Would you do a piece on UFOs for us?" I said, "Really? What? People are interested in that?" He said, "Every time we do a UFO story, the ratings in our station go up and we beat the other guy hands down in this area." And I thought, really, the people of Cleveland are that interested. So I did the piece, and then I guess, you know, it was shortly after that David and I started to gel this idea of just bringing people up to date with where the movement is today. So that's really what the video is about. And I always say, take the speed gun and skip through my boring talk and get to some of the incredible footage and interviews that we have.
Well, in an industry in Hollywood where they have done some incredible films on UFOs, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, E.T., not a lot of Hollywood people or celebrity status entertainers, Dan, jump forward to talk about this. You may be the only one to do this. Why is that?
Well, I think there's a lot more immediate causes on the planet and in life that need focus. And I think Angelina Jolie has done a tremendous job of looking at African poverty. You can't fault the work of Bono. People say all these celebrities, they go around in their jets and they get involved in these causes on an ad hoc basis. But wherever you can bring attention and focus to the disparity in the world, that's good. So at the bottom of people's lists is, to me, the greatest mystery of our century. Which, as you say, started with Arnold and Roswell back there in the 40s. There are people interested. Of course, Spielberg is interested. He made two of the best movies about the topic. Mel Torme's son, I'm sure you've had him on the show.
Yep.
He made Fire in the Sky. Bob Weiss, who is a producer who just made the Scary Movie project, and he's an X-Prize committee member. He's my producer on Coneheads. We did that together. He's very interested in this subject. And so as the Hollywood consultant for MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, which many of your listeners know about, it's probably the greatest website and magazine dealing with the subject, with a whole database of scientists. As it's my job to get more people interested and also to be available for the screenwriter or the producer that wants to do a movie about Tinley Park, Illinois, where they're seeing big black deltas go over at the speed of a jogger, two football fields long, you know, that kind of story. If someone wants to do that kind of story, then I can access the database here in the magazine, get the interviews, get them with the field investigator that worked on the case, and affect that kind of a union. So Hollywood should be more interested because, you know, after all, it's very entertaining, this subject, and there's money to be made in it.
Well, absolutely, and the video that I see in the DVD is absolutely astounding. You know, David, you hinted about a year ago when you were on with me that something big was coming, and here it is. Why'd you decide to go to Hollywood to make your case for this?
Well, you just, it's like Dan said, I mean, look at the numbers on Close Encounter. In 1977, it grossed $337 million. But when you convert that at the U.S. American Institute for Economic Research, they have this little inflation calculator on their website. It comes in at 1.1 adjusted 2006 dollars, $1.1 billion. And E.T., which grossed, you know, nearly $800 million in 82, adjusted comes to $1.6 billion, which is even beyond James Cameron's Titanic. So it shows you the confirmation from Hollywood into the subject is so absolute. I mean, you can look at the CNN Time polls, which vary. I mean, 80% of Americans believe the government's hiding extraterrestrial bodies, and then you get smaller numbers on UFOs, but, you know, 70%. So, you know, when you have these debunkers come on a lot of these shows, they think that, okay, we debunked it, we put it to bed, but the American public doesn't buy it. When they go to the movie and they buy the tickets and they go to Close Encounters and they see War of the Worlds, they see all these movies, that tells you what they're really interested in. These are the biggest movies ever made. The top dollars are coming in from these movies. And I think people want more of it. And when, you know, Dan and I used to have, when he got interested in my NASA UFO film and did the cameo introduction, he was very, you know, intrigued by the evidence that there are UFOs appearing on space shuttle missions. That was kind of the beginning for him and I, but we would have these conversations over dinner, and I was like, wow, man, if people could only hear what's inside of Dan's mind. I mean, he is the most brilliant person in Hollywood on the subject, and he's one of the most eclectic, most brilliant minds, I think, on the planet. And I just thought, you know, I want to share this conversation and entertain people with the newest, latest footage of UFOs and photographs, and, you know, looking at the B-2 bombers and all our best fighter planes, so you can visually confirm that, okay, that's the B-2, that's the F-117, mm-hmm. and that's the UFO. Sorry, it's not the same thing. So you kind of have to put it in a form. And Dan is really the best person. I mean, and it is history. He's making history in this last week, doing all these shows, promoting the DVD. My friend Andre in New York said people lined up around the block at the FYI store to go meet him and get their DVD, and in Pennsylvania, they had the same kind of turnout. It's almost like, I mean, it's not Star Wars. It's a simple film, but you're looking at real, authentic footage, I believe, of UFOs. You know, and even though some of it's grainy, well, that's because the Sky Watchers who have these video cameras. It's not 20th Century Fox with a big, you know, lens out there and the best film, you know, searching for UFOs. It's always the guy who has the little video camera, and there's some pretty amazing shots there that you're going to see. And that's why.